Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches innovating ways to help those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee. Cozy up like we're by the fire and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we should have read Deuteronomy 11, Psalm 95 and 96, Isaiah 39, and Revelation 9. Now, when my mind is made up about something, I can really have a no-quit attitude about it. There is a persistence, a determined pursuit that characterizes my moves from that point forward. Now, whether it is a competitive nature or a sense that I'm trying to prove myself that I can accomplish this goal, or maybe even simply a belief that this thing I pursue is absolutely a just call that should be and in Jesus' name will be. Either way, I don't like giving up. I know at work, often people present me with IT issues that they don't quite know how to resolve, and I will spend more time than is prudent trying to figure it out, often well beyond their own desire to see the solution. They may many times try and tell me that, oh, it's okay if, you know, I can't get it, in an attempt to resign themselves to the lack of a solution before I do. Many times, my persistence proves itself fruitful. But then there are the times that it seems like simply more time was wasted. Nevertheless, I can be stubborn. Did I say stubborn? I think I meant persistent. Well, is there a difference between the two? When does persistence end and stubbornness begin? I think the two are cousins, and in my mind, persistence is often a righteous determination, and stubbornness is a refusal to listen to God's correction, redirecting, and choosing not to repent and go the other way. In reading today, in Deuteronomy 11, we see the people of Israel being challenged to know that they must have a distinguished response from the generation that comes after them. They themselves have the benefit of having seen God at work. They've seen what he can do, so they should, in hopes of receiving blessing and not cursing from the Lord, not only pass on the teaching of his word, but they should be quicker to obey than their children. They should have persistence in obedience and be the furthest from stubborn in their sin. God's basically telling them, you have no excuse. When I tell you to turn around, don't be stubborn. Just obey, because you know what happens when you do things my way. In Revelation 9, God continues the wrath that is being brought on the earth, and he continues to shake things. He continues to allow for a distinguishing between what is free of the chains of the world and that which is not. Some people live for the world, while others live for heaven. Those that live for the world, when the world is shaken, when destruction comes, they are destroyed along with it. Now, we see this in our own lives when we are in the throes of idolatry. You know, if my work and my status there has become an idol, if I'm demoted, if I lose my job or get passed up for a promotion, I am shattered. If money has become an idol and I lose all that I have in the stock market, it's devastating. And for some, they often have tragic ends as they were chained to that which God was shaking and they stubbornly wouldn't let go. Today, we read in Revelation of the fifth angel releasing demonic locusts. I mean, these horse-like, human-faced, creepy things, right? I mean, this is the stuff of nightmares and horror films. They aren't, like, eating up plant life on the earth. They aren't going through all the grass. But in keeping with the name of their master, Abaddon, these little destroyers are bringing pain on all of those who were not chosen, who were not marked with God's seal prior. we see yet again that God's wrath is reserved for those who have not been set apart. As the days of the Exodus, right, the people covered by the blood of the Lamb were spared, God rescues his people, and he releases wrath on those who are not his. These locusts are a part of God shaking the world and leading them to repentance. But the question is, will they? Then we see later on in this chapter in Revelation that the angel, the sixth angel, releases four other angels who, with 200 million mounted troops, kill a third of mankind. Boom, gone. Destruction is upon them, y'all. And even after that mass judgment, we see an ultimate tragic stubbornness. In Revelation 9, 20 through 21, it reads, "The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, nor give up worshiping demons and idols of gold and silver and bronze and stone and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk, nor did they repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality or their thefts." Y'all, God often works to bless us into the kingdom, but will not shy away from shaking everything to help us recognize our need to let go and repent. The question is, when God woos us or woes us, will we let go of sin and return to him? Or will we be like the rest of mankind, those not set apart, and allow our stubbornness to be our destruction? Today, let us determine to persist in obedience and refuse to be stubborn in our sin. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that your word is always a stark reminder that it all rises and falls on our being set apart, marked, sealed by you, Lord God. We thank you that your Holy Spirit is a seal for us, that as we receive and respond to your correction through the Spirit, Lord God, we are reminded that we are your chosen, Lord God, and that your wrath is not reserved for us, Lord God. But if we ourselves walk in disobedience, if we ourselves are stubborn, Lord God, let that be a warning that maybe we aren't sealed. Lord God, it is okay for us, it is wise for us and healthy for us to question our salvation and then be reminded through your Spirit the assurance that we have in you. And that assurance is born to be true as we see ourselves increasingly walking in obedience. Lord God, help us to be ones that let go when you shake, and don't hold on in stubborn disobedience, Lord God. We thank you that your Spirit empowers and reminds us of you and your covering. Thank you for your love. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys. Well, that is another episode on the 5 by the Fire podcast. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave a comment. Armand at unshacklednetwork.org. If you need prayer, subscribe, rate, share. I'll see you back here tomorrow. I'm 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.